been a true. Watching old movies so you don't have to. Dean and Sam. Dean and Sam. With the benefit of hindsight, we'll see what the movies truly offer, or did they change history?
Hello there, and welcome to the Benefit of Hindsight podcast with me, Dean.
And with me, Sam.
So I should explain to our listener from the outset that Sam is in fact my son, I'm therefore his dad, and we've decided to make this movie podcast. Well, Sam, why don't you explain why we're making this movie podcast?
Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're going to watch movies that came out when I was a lot younger that we would have seen at the cinema together, and just see if they've lived up to what we remember them, or if they've turned out terrible. It's just like in the intro that we've got that says it. What we're going to do is, before we watch the movies on the podcast, especially this week, we're going to say what we remember about it, and give it a score out of 10 based on just solely our memories of it. And then what we'll do is we'll watch the movie, come back and discuss what we thought of it and whether our score has gone up, down or stayed the same.
Yeah, we should also point out that watching movies together was our thing. Some fathers and sons have football or whatever, but ours was definitely going to the movies together.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Over the course of probably, well, really sort of 15 years or so, we saw dozens and dozens of movies. So we're not going to run out of movies to watch anytime soon. But I had an idea that because this is episode one, or we're about to go into episode one, this is technically episode zero, but I had an idea that for episode one of our podcast, we should start at episode one. And I am, of course, talking about Star Wars episode one, The Phantom Menace.
Yeah, perfect place to start, I think.
Yeah, the 1999 George Lucas classic. Or is it? I mean, I should say as well, this is very early for you. I think this is probably the first movie that we saw together at the cinema. You would have been two when this came out. So what's your sort of earliest memory of The Phantom Menace?
I think it probably was one of the first ones that we did see. It's not one of the ones that I remember as the first ones that we saw. So basically, my memory of it would be watching it a lot later together anyway, but also mainly round about that time would have been the merchandise, so the toys for me especially. I always have a lot of memories of coming home from school and finding the next action figure just waiting for us from that movie, so that was always exciting. And I think going through the movie again, with the benefit of hindsight, I think there'll be a lot more memories that I can remember of it, so hopefully I should have a lot to discuss, I reckon.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I do remember the merchandise a lot. It was around Christmas as well, so there were lots and lots of things to buy. I remember the R2-D2 inflatable chair that you sat on until it popped.
Yeah.
And then it sort of went the way of all the other merchandise.
Good times.
good times. The one thing, the lasting memory I have of this movie, and I think you probably don't remember this, was it was really, really hyped. And when we went to the cinema to watch it, all the people in the cinema, like the ushers and everything else, all had lightsabers and were dressed up as Star Wars characters. I don't know if you remember that, but I definitely remember that when we went to see it for the first time.
I think I remember seeing like behind the scenes sort of news reels of that kind of hype, the archive footage type thing. So it's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, so the movie itself, I mean, in the way that we're doing this podcast, what we have to do is we have to give the movie a mark out of 10 based solely on our memory on it. And I don't think I've seen this film for 20 years. I certainly haven't rewatched it in light of all the new Star Wars things. So it's been a really, really long time for me. How long ago since you last watched it?
I think properly, probably about 10 years now, since, as you say, the newer ones came out, just to sort of remind myself and watch them all as I went, but not, I haven't sat down and properly paid attention to it in a good amount of time.
So why don't we do the scores? Let's hear your score for The Phantom Menace.
Okay.
Now we should probably explain the scoring system. So If a film is given a 10, it means that we loved it, we thought it was a classic, it was amazing. If we then watch it again and give it a 10, presumably that means something else. If we give it a 0, I guess that means it's the first Hulk movie, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I think that's sort of the
benchmark. That's vow to never watch again kind of score.
Yeah, it's a 0. So if we remember the film was a 0 and then we watch it again, it's a 0, that's going to say something. But so yeah, that's basically the scoring system. 10 for a brilliant film, both in memory and sort of in reality after watching it again. And then 0 would mean we'd never want to watch it again. So why don't you kick off then by giving Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, a score out of 10.
So I'm going to be a bit difficult here. And I'm going to say, because I want to kind of say a 4, but I think, I don't know if I'm being too harsh with that score. So I'm going to go right in the middle and say 5, because I think the memories of enjoying it when I was younger versus the memories of watching it more recently, I think they've changed quite a bit. So I'm going to stay in the middle just to be impartial to both sides, but I reckon it could easily go down. But I'm hoping in a way that it goes slightly up, if not a lot up. Although I'm not saying it's a perfect film.
No, I mean it's far from a perfect film. I always had real problems with it. First of all, I thought it was quite boring at times. Mm-hmm. I thought when it was finally interesting, it wasn't finally interesting for long enough. The action sequences, which were really well done for their time, just seemed to go on and on and on and on. And it just felt very pretty, but very little substance. So yeah, I always had real problems with it, and I'll come back to why in just a second. But for me, I have to say, I'm going to have to go quite low on this. I mean, my initial memory score, if you like, is a score of 2. So I'm going to give it a score of 2. So it's either going to go up, or it's going to be a 1, or I guess we could even have a 0. But yeah, for me, it's a 2, and the reason why for me that it's a 2, and actually, there's a really good way to illustrate this. You might remember there was this poster campaign for the movie, and there were lots of different images doing the rounds.
Right.
And one of them was an image taken of the young Anakin Skywalker, played by the actor whose name is Jake Lloyd.
Yeah,
Jake Lloyd. So there's Jake Lloyd standing in the sands of Tatooine, and there's one of those sort of Tatooine dome houses next to him. And he's casting this incredibly long shadow across the sand in front of him. And the shadow...
Yeah, I know that one.
the shadow that's coming out of Jake Lloyd is the shadow of Darth Vader. And I thought, that's great. You know, I'm going to go and watch this film. And it's going to be about how this kid becomes Anakin Skywalker, becomes Darth Vader, becomes all of this great stuff. And then suddenly there's Trade Federation. And it's just like, where did that come from? So for me, though, that it was the hype going into the movie, the expectation of seeing a new Star Wars after all those years. And maybe the film suffered a little bit from never being able to live up to the hype that went into it. And maybe that's why my memory of it is a 2. I mean, is there anything else you want to say about the film? Is there anything that you particularly liked or disliked that you can think of before we then go and watch it again?
I think part of me that feels reluctant to go back and revisit it is, as you've already mentioned, some of the long scenes. And for me, that's the pod racing scene. And I know that's probably controversial to the diehard fans. But as much as I do enjoy that scene, as you say, it is too long. And I reckon it could have done a lot better in a final edit based on shortening it. I understand the impact of the scene, but it's a loud scene.
Yeah, it goes on forever. I think something that's worth reflecting on is the fact that Star Wars had become this incredibly iconic thing over the 20 years or so from sort of the original release and then through the other sequels and then into the prequels, that I think that George Lucas had just been given a blank sheet of paper, a blank check, and you know, go away and do what you can. And then there was all that CGI was quite new, and I don't know, maybe there was far too much interest in what it looks like rather than some of the storyline and things. We shouldn't get too far into that, because obviously we need to go and watch it and discuss it. But there were just some things about it that just seem... I mean, don't even get me started on midichlorians. It's like, you know, you have this legend, this mythology, and it's reduced a little bit. So it just felt to me like George Lucas had been given a little bit too much time, money, and free rein, which is a shame, because otherwise I think he's a really good filmmaker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know we need to watch it, but there's a lot of points that I've learned about that film since it's come out, since the years have passed, and that I'd quite like to bring up and address just based on the technology that was used in the background of all that. But as you say, mm-hmm. that's something that I don't want to get into now, because I'm quite looking forward to that discussion. So that'd be quite an interesting one to go into, I think.
Yeah, I am looking forward to it, and I am actually genuinely looking forward to watching it again. And then revisit it and talk about it in greater depth. So there we are. So we have given, you have given Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, 5. I've given it 2, which I guess would even out at a 3.5. I don't know if that's a thing we want to do, but certainly at the moment...
I'll leave the maths to you.
Okay. So certainly at the moment, the film is that we've given it a 3.5 between us, 2 from me and 5 from you. And so, yeah, let's go away and we'll watch it. And then you can come back and listen to episode 1 proper of our podcast, which is about episode 1, which we think is also kind of nice. And over the next weeks and months, you can come back and we'll be talking about lots and lots of other films that we've seen together. That'll be really, really interesting. We are on social media. Sam, you're the social media guy. So do you want to tell our listener where we can be found on social media?
Yeah, so for the main part, we're on Twitter, or X, as it's called now, apparently. And you can find us on there under the Benefit of Hindsight podcast, which is also at TBO Hindsight Pod. Very complicated one there. That's at TBO Hindsight Pod. We also have the email address, which we'd like everyone who listens to email into with their own opinions. You can explain a bit more on that in a second. But the email for that is thebenefitofhindsightpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, the email thing's kind of interesting because we don't know who our listener will be. You could be like me, the dad. You could be Sam. You could be like Sam, the son, or whatever. But we're just really interested in your views on the movies that we're watching, and maybe some analysis. And by all accounts, if you do email us, we're certainly going to give you a shout out. We'll name everybody that emails us to us, good or bad. So if you do want to ask us a question or add your view on some of the films that we're watching, you can get us at that email address that Sam's just given. We'll give again now because I've been talking for a long time, so people may have forgotten.
Yeah, it's the Benefit of Hindsight Podcast at gmail.com. So just the name of the podcast and a bit of Gmail at the end. Also, if you are a film expert who knows what they're talking about more than we do and want to correct us on anything, feel free to. Hopefully we won't take it offensively. But yeah, we just love any opinions that we can get. And the more the better, yeah?
Yeah, Sam's probably more expert on film than I am. We're not experts. We're just people that whenever we get together, we always talk about films that we've watched together when Sam was younger. And this just seems like a really nice way to revisit that. So we're not experts, but hopefully you'll get something out of what we say about that. You can find our podcast on all major podcasting platforms. So correct me if I'm wrong with any of these, Sam, but Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music, possibly YouTube. We're not sure.
Yeah, those ones are right to me. I think the YouTube thing's an interesting one. It depends on how much traction we get, but we do want to focus mainly on the podcasting sites and systems just to get out there, yeah. So thanks for listening, and thank you very much for joining us. We hope for you to join us the next time as we do the Benefit of Hindsight podcast on episode 1 with Star Wars The Phantom Menace. So that's goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me. And yeah, join us next time. Bye-bye.
Dean and Sam, keeping it true, watching old movies so you don't have to with the band.